Today on The Verdict with Pastor John Monroe.
Your parents are out of town. Call them today and tell them how much you love them, how much you've appreciated them. If you're estranged from your father or your mother or your child, seeking God's grace to be reconciled in a spirit of forgiveness and seeking forgiveness.
This is The Verdict with Pastor John Monroe. The fifth commandment tells us to honor our father and mother. But what does that really mean? And what if those relationships are complicated? Why does God care so much about these family relationships? Today, we'll discover the answers as we open our Bibles. Now, let's join Pastor John Monroe as he continues our series on the Ten Commandments with part two of a message on the fifth commandment titled Family Relationships.
Today, I want us to consider the impact of the fifth commandment: honor your father and your mother. There's no question that God wants us to honor our parents, but we by nature want to do our own thing. We want to make our own rules. So honoring our parents and obeying our parents doesn't come naturally to us. But we learned last time that this is a command with a promise. I realize some of you may have been raised in difficult family situations. And in these circumstances, you may have found it very difficult to comply with this commandment. But one way we show our love for God is by obeying His commandments. So let's listen to this message where we continue to consider ways in which we obey the fifth commandment.
If you honor your parents now, your children are much more likely to honor you when you're old. My parents took care of my maternal grandmother after my grandfather died. She would stay with us during the winter months, then go back to her little village. In fact, the little village where I was studying. She would go back to her little village to stay on her own for about 7 or 8 months of the year, and then every year come back and stay with us. Then when she became older and too frail to take care of herself, she stayed permanently at her home. I had already left home by then, but she stayed permanently in her home. My mother honored her aging mother. Now, does that fact make it less likely or more likely that my brothers and I will care for my mother? No, we learned how to honor parents by watching our parents honor their parents. Once there was an old man who was in declining health and whose hands trembled. Because he had no place to live, he moved in with his son's family. The son's wife wasn't exactly thrilled about the arrangement, and she specially hated it at the dinner table. When he ate, he often spilled his food. He would make a mess. Finally, in her exasperation, after looking at this for some time, she insisted that he eat his meals alone in a corner of the kitchen, which he did. He began to eat alone and was served food in a bowl. But then one day, his hands were shaking so much that he dropped his bowl on the floor, spilling the food. "That just does it," the daughter-in-law screamed. "If you're going to eat like a pig, we'll feed you like a pig." And she made a wooden trough and told him that he would have to eat out of the wooden trough. So he did. And one afternoon, sometime later, the woman's little boy came to the house excited about something he had made. "Look, Mommy," he shouted, "I made a trough to feed you and Daddy out of when you get to be as old as Grandpa." She didn't say a word. She just began to cry. And from that day forward, the old man ate his meals at the table with the rest of the family. If that story sounds vaguely familiar, that's because it's been around since the 1800s. It's one of the children's story from the Brothers Grimm, which some of us learned and which some of you, I'm sure, know. But like so many stories which have been around for a long time, it reminds us of an important truth, that there are good reasons for this command. Honor, always honor your father and your mother. It's a command of God. Secondly, it's a command with a promise. Third, it's the right thing to do. Fourth, if you honor your parents, your children, generally speaking, will honor you. Now, here is the second question. How do we obey the fifth commandment? Again, I have 4 points. Very obvious ones, saying the same thing another way. First, we honor our parents by obeying them. We honor our parents by obeying them. This word honor in Exodus 20 verse 12 means to accord that which is weighty and that which is significant. In other words, we are to give our parents a whole lot of respect and significance. To honor our parent is to give due weight to their position as parents. And this obeying of parents goes to our attitudes as well as our actions. Listen to Solomon, Proverbs 1 verse 8. Hear, my son, your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. Do you hear this? My son, hear, in a sense of listening and obeying, obviously, your father's instruction. Don't forsake your mother's teaching. You're off now at college. You've left home. Don't forsake what your mother taught you from the Word of God. And throughout Scripture, the beautiful pattern is for parents to teach children the Word of God. And then children honor their parents by obeying them. And when we get older, we discover that our parents weren't as stupid as we sometimes thought they were. In fact, the older I get, the wiser I realize my parents were. Mark Twain said, when I was a boy of 14, my father was so ignorant, I could hardly stand to have the old man around. But when I got to be 21, I was astonished how much the old man had learned. I don't advise you calling your father the old man, by the way. But Mark Twain did, and he was American, so you got to excuse him. Teens, particularly teens, when your parents speak to you, listen to them, respect them, honor and obey them. They have lived longer than you have. But more important than that, God, yes, God, has placed them in a position of authority over you. They protect you. They care for you. They pray for you. They love you. They are over you in the Lord. So always, even when you disagree with them, always speak respectfully to your parents and about your parents. When your parents are around, don't refer to your dad, as Mark Twain did, as the old man. Don't be disrespectful when you're talking about them to your friends and to others. And obviously, don't rebel against them. I've lived long enough to know that many people wreck their lives because they start rebelling against their parents during their teen years. You say, well, Pastor, my parents are quite unreasonable at times. I'm sure that's true. But let me say this to you. Who chose your parents? You didn't choose them. God chose them. In God's sovereign purposes, God foreordained that you would be born into a certain family. And our son Christopher, I think, was about 13 or 14, and had spoken disrespectfully to his mother, about his mother. I can't remember the details, but he wasn't very happy about his mother. And I heard of this. And we were in the fellowship area surrounded by all of these tables. And I took my son by the scruff of the neck, very lovingly, of course, and very gently. But I took him by the scruff of the neck and I said, you're complaining about your mother. I said, take a look around and look at some of the other mothers here. Would you really want them as your mother? I mean, just look around. You think your mother is bad? How would you like if you were in that family? He got the point. The fact is, we don't choose that, do we? Like many things in life, in God's sovereign purposes, we find ourselves in positions, whether it's at a work or in a church situation or in life or dealing with a police officer, we often don't choose. Usually we don't choose who is over us in an authority position that is under the sovereign purposes of God. We are to submit to it. And children, you are to obey your parents. I understand your parents are not perfect. I understand that you sometimes don't agree with them. I understand you say, well, so-and-so can do this and so-and-so is allowed to do it. I understand that. I also understand that your parents sometimes make mistakes as you do. But God wants you, in fact, God commands you to honor your parents by obeying them. So we honor our parents by obeying them. Secondly, we honor our parents by loving them. I've said it's in the home where we experience love. I trust you experienced or did experience unconditional love there. I realize some of you have or had parents who were abusive to you. But most of us have had the experience of being in a home where we were loved and cared for by our parents, however imperfectly. And what a sense of belonging, of security, of well-being that love gives us, that we are loved in spite of our foibles and our failings and our immaturity. Here's a mom and her dad who are committed to us and who love us in spite of our many, many failings and immaturities. And one of the ways we honor our parents now is by loving them. I've got an assignment for everyone here, without exception, every one of you, whether young or old. If you see your mother or father or child or grandparent or grandchild today, will you communicate your love to them in an authentic way? You may give them a big loving hug. You may say you love them. Today I want to see a lot of people honoring their parents by loving them. Teens, do it. Don't be embarrassed to give your mom, give your dad a hug. If your parents are out of town, call them today and tell them how much you love them, how much you've appreciated them. Thank them for all that they have done and continue to do for you. If you're estranged from your father or your mother or your child, seek in God's grace to be reconciled, to be humble, to be in a spirit of forgiveness and seeking forgiveness. Love your parents. In this way, we honor our parents by loving them. Here is a third way. We honor our parents by respecting them and submitting to their discipline. Godly parents will teach their children to honor and respect them, and contrary to many unbelievers and even some believers, and will discipline their children when they're disrespectful and disobedient. Some parents tell me they don't believe in disciplining their children. Usually they don't have to tell me. That's pretty obvious by the behavior of their kids. Proverbs tells us over and over again that a child's heart is bent towards evil, that you never have to teach your child to say yes, to say no rather. A child naturally will say no. No, we are to teach our child to do that which is right, because the natural bent is away from God, is to rebel against authority, as we know from our first parents, Adam and Eve. And so children are to be disciplined. Otherwise, they will grow up spoiled, self-centered. They will intimidate their parents and others by saying if they don't get what they want, they will leave home, they will wreck the home or the room or whatever. No, God gives parents the responsibility to teach children the Word of God and the way of salvation. And how are children going to learn these important lessons if they do not respect their parents? And children, then, are to listen to their parents. Hear the word of God in Proverbs 3 again. Proverbs 3, verses 1 and 2. My son, do not forget my teaching. Any sons, daughters here? Take it personally. Even if you're my age, we need to hear this. My son, do not forget my teaching, and let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace, they will add to you. Here again, if you obey this commandment, there is a wonderful promise. We may be parents ourselves, but we are still to honor our parents. And you honor your parents as a child, as a teen, by humbly submitting to their discipline. Left to yourself, you would make foolish decisions. In order to build character and respect and responsibility, from time to time, your parents, however painful it is for them to do, they have to discipline you. So when your mom or dad set a curfew, saying you have to be in at 10:30 or whatever it is, demonstrate your honor to your parents by observing it. I know your friends can stay out to 1 o'clock in the morning. I understand that. But when your mom or dad say, no, I want you in by such and such an hour, one of the ways that you obey this commandment is by respecting them and submitting to their discipline. When they ground you for disobedience, accept it as from the Lord. Is that hard to do? Yes, it is. But in this way, you honor your parents, and also in this way, you please the Lord. Now here is the fourth and final reason for how we can obey this command in a practical way. We honor our parents by caring for them in their old age. We honor our parents by caring for them in their old age. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 23. The word of God to us today is that we're always to honor our parents, irrespective of our age. We may be parents ourselves, as I say, but we're still to honor our parents. Obviously, we're no longer under their authority in the sense of obeying them. Scripture teaches us that when we leave home and when we get married, there is a new family unit, and wise parents and godly parents and biblical parents, when their sons and daughters leave home and form a new unit, will not control or manipulate them, but will seek to guide them as the new couple may seek their advice. But we are, however old we are always to honor our parents. Proverbs 23, verse 22. Listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she's old. Buy truth and do not sell it. Verse 23 is one of my favorite verses. But verse 22, listen to your father who begot you. Listen to him. And do not despise your mother when she is old. Remember the Lord on the cross? He looks at his mother. What does he do? He requests John, the man of love, to take care of his mother. And the Bible says that John took Mary into his own home. How that must have gladdened the heart of our Lord. And all of his pain and all of his suffering on the cross, here is his mother Mary being cared for by a man of great love, the lovely disciple John. Some old people are set aside by their children, forgotten and despised. I realize that sometimes nursing homes are the best place for an older person to be. It may not be practical for you to keep your elderly parent in your home. Your home may be too small, or your mother or your father may require nursing care. I understand that. But isn't it tragic how many elderly people in nursing homes and retirement homes are hardly visited by their children? I remember officiating at a funeral in Pittsburgh, and I knew as I spoke to the widow of her family, and we were in the funeral home, and I said to the widow in deep grief, I said, "Where's your son so-and-so who I'd never met?" And she, with great pain, explained, she says, "Pastor, he's not able to come to the funeral. He's a big businessman, and he's doing a business deal down in Houston." And I thought, what kind of business deal would anyone ever do to prevent them going to the burial of their own father? That's dishonoring your father, isn't it? Even the world would regard that as wrong. But to take the name of Jesus Christ and to look down or to not have time for your parents is tragic. Some elderly people die alone. Just think of all that our parents did for us. One of the ways we honor our parents, I realize all of the ramifications of this, but one of the ways we honor our parents is by taking care of them in their declining years. And perhaps it's time that some of us communicated to our aging parents that we are going to care for them when they're unable to care for themselves. Scripture also reminds us that we are to honor our parents by supporting them financially. Remember the time of the Lord, the Pharisees, instead of supporting their parents financially, said, "Oh, we're going to give this money to God." And Jesus says, when you do that, you set aside the command of God. What command? To honor your father and mother. Don't be so hypocritical. And Paul reminds us in 1 Timothy 5 that we have a responsibility to our widowed mothers to support them financially. This is a practical way of honoring our parents when they are older. Now, I understand that not every Christian family can take care of their elderly parent or grandparent. And I praise God for Christian nurses and doctors and medical personnel who care for older people and so demonstrate the love and compassion of Jesus Christ to them in their aging years. What a blessing to have Christian retirement homes and nursing homes where elderly Christians who love God and who have served God can spend their retirement years in a loving and spiritual atmosphere. This fifth commandment still stands today. It needs to be heard and obeyed by all of us. In a society particularly which worships at the shrine of youth, here is a command of God, Old Testament and New Testament. A commandment which is very easy to understand, but perhaps may be very difficult for us to obey. And as I preach on this, I realize that I, for one, have not always obeyed this commandment. All of us have come short. There is no perfect family. There is no perfect son. There is no perfect daughter. And there is only one perfect son, and that is our Lord Jesus Christ. He always honored his father. He was the wise son who made the father's heart glad. He always did his will, always honored his father, always kept the fifth commandment. And in the miracle of God's grace, he died on a cross to forgive those of us, people like you and me, who have broken this fifth commandment. And God, in his miracle, when we receive Christ, he forgives all of our sins, and we receive his perfect righteousness. Then God supernaturally gives us his love to enable us to love our parents and our children. And so may we who are children of a perfect heavenly Father, and may we who have God's perfect Son in our hearts, may we always honor our father and mother and demonstrate to this crazy world that we are different because we're people of love and honor and respect. Pray for your parents. Pray for your children, perhaps some of whom are wayward. Perhaps you've never received Christ as your Savior. What a wonderful opportunity to come to the one who will forgive you, who will cleanse you, even if you've been very disrespectful, even if you've rebelled against your parents, if you have despised them, God in his grace will cleanse you. Eternal God, we thank you for the perfect example we have in our Lord Jesus Christ, that he obeyed the law, he made it honorable, he fulfilled every iota of it, and in that we rejoice that in Christ his righteousness becomes our righteousness. And so we ask for your help through your Spirit, Father, as we have been brought face to face with this important commandment. I pray for the family. Some are single mothers, single dads, and life is tough for them. Give them particular grace and strength today. I pray for our children and pray for our teens, Father, that they truly will understand that this is a way that they honor you and please the Lord. Give parents great wisdom as they bring up their children in the ways of the Lord. Give wisdom to those of us who have aging parents, perhaps in difficult circumstances, how we need your wisdom as we seek to care for them. Guide us, we do ask, and work in our hearts, we do pray, in Christ's name.
This is The Verdict with Pastor John Monroe. And today, we're finishing a message John titled, Family Relationships, on the Fifth Commandment. But don't go anywhere just yet, because John will be closing our program with his final thoughts in just a moment. And to go with our current study, we're offering our listeners a brand new listening guide on the Ten Commandments. This practical workbook will help you follow along as we dive deeper into these famous biblical laws. This helpful resource is a great way to enhance these daily lessons with John, and it's completely free to download or request by mail. So get your copy of the Ten Commandments listening guide by visiting us online at calvarychurch.com/theverdict. And while you're online, you can also sign up for our monthly email list to stay in the loop on the latest ministry news. Again, that's calvarychurch.com/theverdict. As we close today, consider making your own impact in the lives of other listeners by helping us share these daily messages from God's Word. Our ministry relies upon the generous donations of fellow believers who share our passion for sharing the gospel. You can send your gift of any amount by going to calvarychurch.com/theverdict. You can also join our community on social media. We're excited to announce that The Verdict now has its own Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter accounts. Just search for The Verdict with Pastor John Monroe. Now, here's Pastor John Monroe with his closing remarks.
Well, what's your verdict? Perhaps your attitude or your speech or your behavior towards your parents needs to change. Even adults still need to honor and to respect their parents. But praise God for our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the perfect Son of God and atones on the cross for our sins, including the sin of breaking the fifth commandment. If you've never done so, today ask Jesus Christ to forgive your sins. Receive him as your personal Savior and Lord. Next time, we begin to consider the sixth commandment, you shall not murder.
Thanks for joining us today on The Verdict. I'm Michelle Davies. Today's program with Pastor John Monroe was produced by Calvary Church in Charlotte, North Carolina.